This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
It's story time!
Hello and welcome to the Storytime Podcast. My name is Claire, I go by Clizair on the internet, and this is the podcast where people tell me their stories. And this week I have with me Andrea Pearson. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Well, thank you, I'm so excited.
Would you like to introduce yourself and tell everyone where to find you on the internet?
I'm Andrea Pearson, and you can find me at MSNONNI on YouTube. Also, you can probably email me at MSNONNI@yahoo.com.
And that actually leads us nicely then into your story. So your YouTube channel is kind of linked to the story you're going to tell us.
It is. In 2008... I was diagnosed with MS and I had no idea what that was. I had never been really, I mean, my mom said I was a sickly child. But, you know, what does your mom know? I wasn't really ever sick ever. So I didn't know what even that entailed at all. So in 2008, I was diagnosed because I was having extreme arm pain in my right arm, extreme arm pain. Ignored it for a week. I woke up on a Friday and I was half paralyzed on my left side and I didn't know what to do. I kind of freaked out. I thought I was having a stroke. I didn't know. My grandmother had her first stroke at 38. I was 37. So all of these things went through my mind. I went immediately to the doctor and he said, put your arms behind your back. Weird request, but okay. Put my arms behind my back. And he said, oh, you need to go have an MRI right now. You know, that's where they take a picture of your brain. Okay. So I did. And he called me later that night and he said, you have multiple sclerosis. And I said, what is multiple sclerosis? And like a doctor does, he said, well, that's where there is a deterioration of the myelin in between your cells. Okay, what does that mean? He said, well, it's a fatty substance that helps the cells communicate. Okay, that made sense in my brain. And so about a week later, I was in the hospital. They had to do a spinal tap. It was horrible. But they found out after all of my MRIs, because they did about three, which was horrible. If you've ever had an MRI, you go into this tube and it's ridiculously loud.
What age were you there in 2008 when you got diagnosed?
I was 37.
So because I don't really know that much about MS personally. Right. And so is it normal to get diagnosed at that age, or would people normally get diagnosed younger or older?
The funny thing about MS is if you, and doctors will say this to you, if you know one person with MS, well, you know one person with MS, because no person with MS is the same.
Oh, okay.
There's not, and that's why they don't know much when it comes to MS or anything that has to do with the brain, because people are so unique.
Yeah.
It is shocking how unique we each are.
Yeah.
Even though we have a lot of similarities, but really there's so much we don't know even about ourselves.
Yeah. So. And so that explanation that the doctor gave you, I also don't understand that. So like, I guess, how does it affect you? Like, what are your symptoms to give me a better understanding?
My personal symptoms. So I was paralyzed and I was paralyzed for 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah. And I wasn't going to tolerate it. I couldn't. My grandmother, when she was 38, had her first stroke and she became paralyzed on her left side. And she was that way for my entire life. Like, I only knew my grandmother half paralyzed and I wasn't going to do that. I mean, I couldn't for myself tolerate not being able to touch things and feel things. And I was left-handed. So the fact that I was paralyzed on my left side was kind of a problem.
Really debilitating,
so,
yeah.
Right. So I just worked with my hand. I worked with my legs. I walked every day. I couldn't. It was so frustrating to be paralyzed, but also at the same time, I was having issues with my comprehension, which was extremely frustrating because I worked with people with disabilities. And so to not be able to comprehend things and then try and explain things to people with disabilities, I mean, the people I was dealing with, I mean, they were at a college level, so they were able to understand most things, but you had to be specific. And if most of the time I'm not able to be very specific, I'm really broad now. I get more frustrated with myself than people get frustrated with me. And I have to remember that.
Yeah.
Because it's extremely frustrating to go from somebody who has a great memory to somebody that can't remember what she said 5 seconds ago. Like, I'm really at a point where you can't ask me a question a couple days later because I won't have any idea what you're talking about. I mean, I just, it's very frustrating. So memory loss is a big thing for me. My sensation in my hand is still pretty limited, but I can write kind of, but it looks like a kindergartner's writing or a child's, a five-year-old's writing. I can't. I used to like practice my handwriting and it was beautiful. And now it's not so beautiful anymore. But I need to try and get back on track.
Sorry. I'm probably throwing you off with all my questions.
No,
but,
you're fine.
In the period that you were paralyzed, your left side, so you couldn't use your left arm, did you have to learn to like write with your right hand just in that interim period?
Actually, when I was 4 years old, I broke my right arm. And so I was right-handed in the beginning. And then I learned how to write with my left hand. And for whatever reason, if I'm standing up, like writing on a chalkboard or a whiteboard, I can write with my right hand. But if I'm sitting down at a piece of paper, there's no way. There's no way. I tried, but it's not.
And so you got your movement back then in your arm. Like, that's amazing. How did you accomplish that?
Well,
your left arm, excuse me.
I'm stubborn. no one was going to tell me you can't do it. No one was going to say you're never going to walk again because that wasn't an option. I'm not going to tolerate that for myself because I'm kind of a bitch that way when it comes to myself. I literally walked through it. Wow. I just decided in my mind, I was like, no, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to just sit as I'm just sitting. I'm not going to just sit and not do anything about this. I have to change. Whatever's going on in my body has to change. So I started walking every day. I started movement exercises. And eventually it just came back and it was great.
Yeah.
And so I still go to the gym 3 times a week, or I try to go to the gym 3 times a week and continue the workout. And right now I'm going through menopause at the same time as MS, and it's not fun because I'm having hot flashes. Like,
I love the problems.
Oh my gosh.
This podcast episode is sponsored by the What Was That Like podcast with Scott Johnson. If you like Storytime with Clizzer, you will love Scott's podcast, which features real people in unreal situations. Every episode, What Was That Like, features a guest with a unique, amazing, or incredible story told from a first-person perspective. The podcast is a really immersive audio experience. For example, some of the episodes feature things like real call audio from 911 calls. Check out What Was That Like anywhere you get your podcasts to check out some first-person stories like getting bitten by a shark, having your office bombed, or surviving a plane crash. What Was That Like also has some lighthearted episodes. I recently listened to Casey Married a Wrong Number, a story of Casey from St. Louis who texted a wrong number and ended up marrying the man on the other end, despite being 30 years his senior. Check out this meet cute story and other episodes at whatwasthatlike.com. And thank you, Scott, for sponsoring this episode.
MS can be extremely debilitating, extremely. Like, you feel like you've lost your mind. You feel like you've lost all sense of who you used to be, which is extremely frustrating. But the greatest thing ever happened to me after they told me, hey, by the way, you have 102 lesions, which are basically holes, or those cells, 102 cells are not talking to each other. But one thing that did happen is if somebody told me, let's just say 20 years ago, if somebody said, close your eyes and imagine the most beautiful beach at sunset, I couldn't do it. There was no way. I saw nothing. I close my eyes, I see darkness. That's it. Now I close my eyes. If somebody, you know, says something descriptive, I can see it. I can see it perfectly. And it's so awesome. That makes me so happy, which is a strange thing to be happy about, I guess. But it makes me happy because I never could. And my mom's an artist. And so she always could see. She basically could see your words. She would say, I can see your words. I couldn't do that. I couldn't see colors. I couldn't see anything in my mind. And now I can see, and it's great. It's fun.
And how did that come about?
I don't know. I really think that maybe there were, because while the cells were deteriorating, or while the myelin was deteriorating, in other places it was attaching. So different cells attached to each other to communicate to each other that didn't before.
Okay, which, wow.
Yeah, it was great. It's great. So the other thing is that they always said, you have to try and stay positive. So I try and find good things.
Of course.
It works, though. I mean, the more positive you stay, the better your outcome, I think.
And so what, like, daily symptoms are you kind of managing with your gym and all that kind of stuff?
Do
you have any?
The primary thing that the gin helps with is the tingly sensation that I get. I get these, like when your feet go to sleep.
Oh yeah.
And right as they're waking up, I can feel that 24/7 all the time. Oof. But if I work out, if I go and I walk the mile and a half it is to the gym, and then, you know, work out, that tingling sensation kind of goes away. So that's my primary thing I work for.
Yeah.
The other problems I have are my comprehension is, I don't want to call it comprehension because it's not like I don't understand things. It's more that I get confused, or I'll leave out words, or I'll have to say, can you repeat yourself? Because I'm not connecting. Things aren't connecting in my brain the way they should. So. But those are the things I work on daily.
And so what's the prognosis like? MS, I presume, is a lifelong thing that you have to manage.
It is a lifelong thing. It never goes away. Once you have it, you have it. Like I said, I had 102 lesions. And then in 2018, after taking a pill form of the medications that I had been on before, 4 lesions closed, which means they reconnected to each other, which is fabulous. And it's unheard of. That doesn't really happen. So everyone was all excited. I was excited. And I'm like, well, I'm done taking medication because I hate taking pills. I hate taking all medications. So I was like, I'm done taking medications. I'm glad those things reconnected. And I'll just, you know, try and work on reading and making sure I understand things and, you know, move my body as much as possible to help myself, eat a good diet, balanced diet. And I'll just live. Live. I mean, you just got to live, you know?
Okay, I have a question, and apologies because it might be a stupid question.
No, nothing's a stupid question.
These lesions are internal, right? They're like in your
brain?
They're
on my brain. They're on your brain. my brain and on my spine.
On your spine.
Yeah, well, but the thing is fortunately, I only have 24 on my spine. Of the 102 lesions I have, I only have 24 on my spine, which means that I'm not affected in a way where I will have to use a wheelchair.
Okay.
a lot of people, like 25% of people with MS, have to use a wheelchair.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I got lucky. I mean, I consider myself really lucky in a lot of the ways because I don't have the physical problems that a lot of people have. And I walked out of being half paralyzed because I just refused. And I mean, I don't really know why that happened. I can't tell you, you know, the medical reason or anything like that. But I know that I'm just too persistent and too stubborn.
Yep.
And to not be active, to not be able to be active. That's not, it's not even a reasonable thought in my head that I wouldn't continue to move throughout my life. You know?
I totally understand where you're coming from, like from a much kind of from a not so serious perspective in that I really believe in like aggressively rehabbing things. So if I ever have an injury, I'm super like aggressive and really into my rehab and I'm doing it really properly and everything. And like there'd be people who, you know, don't rehab properly and their injury will just keep going. Right. Whereas, you know, the people who really serious take their, as you said, take the rehab super seriously, do all their exercises, you know, your mindset on improving it.
Right.
I really believe in that personally.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know it doesn't work for everyone and especially not in serious conditions, maybe, but it worked for you and that's absolutely brilliant.
That's I thought it was.
And so tell me a little bit about your YouTube channel then. So you have a YouTube channel. Is this where you talk about your experience?
I just babble at the camera.
Same.
I haven't. You know, what's funny is lately YouTube has been throwing me old YouTube videos of people that I watch. You come up a lot from 4 years ago. 4 years ago and the beanbag chairs with story time with Clazaire. Fabulous.
Yeah, it's a very different time.
But it helps me because I'm like, okay, so Claire worked her way up from that point. I know I can do something with this. I know I can.
Yeah, I was actually looking through old footage yesterday and there was an episode that I recorded, like even before the beanbag chairs, I had someone over and we were just sitting on like little, like tiny little stools. And actually the first episode with Kelly and Colin from the Tri Channel, we were sitting on the floor.
Oh!
Yeah, and we had microphones, but like they weren't very good microphones. And so like, yeah, everyone has to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I have to keep reminding myself, I'm just starting. It's okay. Everything's cringy on my site, but I'm having fun doing it. It's just something for me to do, to be honest, because I don't work.
And so, sorry, I was just going to ask, and so is it like, do you do vlogs of your daily life or is it kind of more a talking channel?
It's daily life. It's telling stories about my past. I'm writing a book. So it's kind of stories from my book. It'll be a while, but I am writing a book. It started out as letters to my granddaughter. And so I'm just continuing with that. And because I feel like everyone needs to be able to leave a piece in themselves when they die. You know, there needs to be some memory. And so, I mean, I went to school to be an anthropologist. And so I have very close ties to the idea that what we leave on Earth is very important, you know, and I want it to be important. I want something I do in this life to be important because I feel like I haven't done it yet. I'm still searching, you know, so maybe YouTube's my way to do something for this world. I don't know.
Yeah. Remind everyone what to search and how to spell it.
It's MS Nonni, Nonni. And then if you're going to email me, it's MSNonni@Yahoo, but it's all MSN are all capitalized. And then it's Onni. At yahoo.com. So
I have to ask, why Nonni?
Nonni is what my grandchildren call me.
Oh, that is so cute. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story.
It was so nice to meet you. I'm so excited.
It was really nice to meet you too. Please, everybody, go check out Andrea's YouTube channel.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I babbled so much. I just get really, I start to get energized and my heart starts to pound and I go, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's the whole, that's exactly what I want in a podcast guest. Thank you guys as well for listening. If you listened on the audio platforms, please give us a review. It's really helping us out. And if you listen on YouTube, don't forget to give the video a like and subscribe and check out Andrea's channel over at MS Nonny.
Yes.
And I'll see you next week. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.